Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio at the Torino Film Festival, 34th edition, and we are here as our guest today is Lucas Valente Rinner. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Can you put your mic closer? And director of Los Descendants, which is in competition here this year. Your movie is a strange film.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
In a good way, but still strange. Just to sum it up, is the story of this woman that goes to full service in a house, and in a weird space that you have to explain us about, and and then she finds another even weirder space, like just beside this area where she lives. What brought you to tell us this story, and which are the two concepts that you want to express showing us those two different areas?
Well, I think I grew up in Austria, and when I first moved to Buenos Aires, one of the most shocking and interesting things I saw were those gated communities, which are spaces with a lot of high security in the province of Buenos Aires, where the very upper class goes and lives in this artificial, very new contemporary,
like fake paradise,
fake spaces, exactly. But they're surrounded by all this poverty, which is the province of Buenos Aires is really poor, so they would be surrounded by a lot of, you know, poverty, and this social clash for me was always really, really staggering somehow. And then in a scouting for a project, I found this nudist sex club, which is a real nudist sex club in, you know, this jungle-like environment. And going there, I suddenly saw that neighboring this sex club, there is this gated community. So somehow this clash of ideas I thought was really interesting to start to think a movie about that, you know, because it talks about this Argentinian reality in a very, very strange way.
The weird, the first weird thing that wrote, that I saw, is that the way this woman is treated by her boss, this woman and son that lives in this house, they're very nice to her, but they don't want to mix up. They don't want to mix up with her. They use her in a way that is nice, but still like with a superiority and inferiority,
exactly, yeah,
kind of thing. Why did you choose to do that? Because it was a statement, like a, let's say, political statement on your part.
Because I think it's so easy to make, you know, the obvious aggression from, you know, the power or the employers. I think there's something hidden and horrible in this, you know, treating somebody really nice and treating him really horrible. And there's something, you know, even worse in that, like this change. I think it's something that's happening politically also. We're constantly, you know, people and workers and society is treated very nicely and very politely, but at the end you're really fucked over by the system. So basically, we wanted to talk about this, you know, somebody can really exploit you and be a terrible person, but, you know, still serve you tea and be like smiling about it.
It's kind of a weird correctness that is not correct at the
end of the
day.
And it's more horrible because it doesn't leave you the power to rebel, because the person is really trying to, you know, the person is actually treating you nicely, supposedly, so it's really hard to rebel against it.
Did you visit those naked community before writing the film, or then you imagine how the life was inside?
No, I always really try to, when I start writing a film, I try to be in the locations a lot. So basically, it started as a photography project. I went there and did a sort of this photography research in the club, and then went there a lot during writing. Basically, we would go there every once in a while and try to meet people and try to understand the dynamic. And I think for the film, that was really important, because we really tried to explain all the activities that were happening in a real nudist club. So we would have the body painting activities, the tantra sex class, and all of that was really happening, and we basically just brought it back to the script.
What struck me was the shooting activity, which is like a strange image, this woman naked shooting at birds, or is it something that actually was happening?
That's actually one of the few things we really invented for the film, because we wanted to introduce this strange theme of, you know, something a little more violent than the usual activities to anticipate, I think, the strange end of the film. So we tried to introduce that a little bit. I mean, there's a lot of shooting going on in the province of Buenos Aires, but usually not in the club per se. But we tried to introduce that as a, you know, as a sensual sort of introduction of violence and death.
The first time that your character went into the club, besides those image of her, there was like the Botticelli Venere, because she's exactly in the same position, very likely the same shape. So this, I think, it was made on purpose.
Yeah, sure,
of course. But I mean, what we think is, we think about this community as something more sordid than what it is, because they start talking about the erotic, about eroticism, about sex, but it's not. They are not there for sex. They're there for something else. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for us it was this, you know, this quest for liberty also. I mean, for us it was really incredible to find this place and see that there's a lot of people from the lower middle class going there and find this extreme liberty in nudity, and, you know, liberty in sex in Argentina today is like still a really taboo sort of theme. So we would, you know,
yeah, probably in the countryside, yeah, maybe in big cities
it's more common,
it's more likely, but
there it's, and it's it, you know, one of the actors who started acting in the film, he's a truck driver who goes in the nudist club every day waiting for a call for work. So when they call him up to work and drive the truck, he would go to work, but otherwise he would, you know, do nudism and try to have sex during the day. And I think that, you know, that's this sort of strange liberty was amazing for me to explore somehow. Yeah.
The way you chose to close your film was really peculiar, because you give the film a different pace, a change of intensity and of intensity, let's say, because I mean, I don't want to spoil it, but the nudist community at the end rebel against this fake paradise community, that's like the neighbors. How did you get to that specific end? Because it's a strange and kind of a potentially dangerous way of ending a movie.
No, that, I think that was we wrote it with several colleagues, so that was, I think, the biggest discussion throughout the writing process, which was really quick, actually, compared to my other film. And I think we felt that, you know, there was this tension building up in the film, and I always wanted to have this sort of machine that, you know, that where pressure gets in more and more and more and more and more until everything eventually explodes. So we really felt we needed this sort of pressure release, narrative-wise. But then also Martin Shenley has a really close connection, who's a screenwriter, but also the actor of Juan, which is the tennis player in the film, this sort of tragic character who's living in the gated community. He actually grew up in a gated community, so I think he had this, you know, maybe this revenge ideas he wanted to experience revenge, at least virtual, not real. And for me, it was, I loved the idea. When he proposed it to me, I thought, like, yeah, there is, you know, this interesting concept of having this very contemporary neoliberal spaces that are very sleek and empty somehow, and to have these nude people invade that space was for me a semantic clash that I felt could create something really powerful.
Yeah, because, you know, the film up to that point is a very calm.
Yeah.
Everything is calm, even if you feel the tension, but the way it is portrayed is really calm and peaceful.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden this
everything
happened.
Explodes. Yeah, exactly. But we felt that was necessary, you know, to sort of lift it up a little bit. And I think for a lot of people it comes as an extreme surprise.
Oh, to me too, actually it did.
Nobody, anticipates it. But I think that's a great thing. I think for me it's a wonderful feeling when I feel that, you know, people leave the cinema completely shocked and confused. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, pretty much. Listen, has the film been released in Argentina yet?
No, we're having the premiere in 2 days. So I'm really curious of how.
And did you show it to anybody besides the crew? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's been now the last 3-4 days. There's been reviews coming out from Argentina.
So, which were the reaction to the ending? So far, I mean, for what you know.
I mean, I think people love it and are really surprised by it, but then I'm really curious to get to meet the audience to see how they feel about it, because, you know, in your home country it somehow gets this really real political reality, because when you're traveling it's like for everyone it's this abstract idea of Argentina. So I'm really curious about how people will feel about it actually, you know, being at home somehow.
Okay, thanks a lot, Lucas Valentorina.
Thank you so
director
much.
Of Los Decentes in competition at the Torino Film Festival. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.